Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And here you go, Wendy. It says this is from the Natural News. The biological warfare, bio war. It says the good news is that the Biden vaccine mandate is almost certainly, then there's a blank, saved to be struck down by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Okay, so this will ban a crushing defeat of the attempted agenda to mass exterminate the American people via vaccine bioweapons. The bad news is that once the the vaccine mandate is struck down, globalists will be forced to resort to their next devastating strategy to achieve their goals of genocide and depopulation. And this is what all these years I've been telling people, this is what they're trying to do. They're in the process of depopulating the planet, folks. But, you know, wake up out there. Anyhow, it looks like their next weapon is going to be the Marburg, Ebola, or smallpox. I'm not sure what the Marburg is, but or smallpox. Smallpox is most likely the choice because it is extremely contagious and almost no one has immunity against it. Bill Gates has repeatedly warned with a creepy grin that America should be ready for a smallpox terrorism attack targeting U.S. airports. When Gates warns about something like this, it's usually because globalists are already planning to carry it out. Yahoo News reported this week that the vials of labeled smallpox were discovered in the Merrick Laboratory in violation of U.S. law. In the continental United States, only the CDC's family in Atlanta is authorized to store smallpox vials. So what is Merrick, a vaccine manufacturer, doing with the smallpox vials? You wouldn't be crazy to suppose they're working on the next bioweapon released to generate another wave of profits for the smallpox vaccines. By the way, Wendy, our tax dollars, the government just spent $170 million for smallpox vaccines. What do you think?
There you go. Well, I mean, but what's really interesting here, what you're saying and what people are concerned about and what this report from 2017 is saying is just really concerning, because when the serum of smallpox was looked at by the researchers, they were expecting to find the cowpox, but it wasn't in there. All the batches of all the smallpox they tested contained no cowpox at all, but instead there were two smallpox vaccine envelopes. What it really was containing was a complex envelope of large quantities of smallpox family of viruses. So when they genetically analyzed the serum, they found it had been mutated, and it was a very different version of the smallpox disease to begin with. So this was a problem for them. And modern medicine was under this impression that this smallpox vaccine that Jenner created was made with cowpox, but there was no trace of cowpox in it. And so they're just wondering what's going on with that. They were speculating, well, did Jenner mix in some horse pox that may have caused the mutation? And they did. They were trying to make some sort of sense out of it. They said Brazilian smallpox virus is similar. Maybe the Brazilian horse pox mutated his serum. And anyway, modern scientists are kind of scratching their heads on this one, and it's not matching up with what was written in the medical history. So I'm saying perhaps they need to really examine the probability that history was completely wrong, or that somewhere along the line that vaccine was altered.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll probably never know the answer. The old saying goes, the devil's in the details, huh?
Well, and we were just talking about those two types of smallpox, you know, the regular kind and the hemorrhagic kind. So if we look at the two together of the smallpox virus, and by the way, military people and people that are traveling to areas of the country that would put them at risk of getting smallpox are still getting this vaccine, and the side effects are itching, swollen lymph nodes, sore arm at the injection site, fever, headache, body aches, rash, and fatigue. But the life-threatening reactions from the vaccine are acute eczema rash, necrosis and ulcerations of the skin, and encephalitis, which is brain swelling. So that if you have eczema, the medical textbooks say you should never get this vaccine because you'll get a deadly form of eczema.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, in other words, you'll get eczema all over your body, and then you'll crack, your skin will crack open and bleed. So, hemorrhagic type of viruses, Ebola, dengue, and even this hemorrhagic form, there are herbs that inhibit all that. Like gentian root inhibits the hemorrhagic fevers. It just stops them.
Yeah, well, see, that's the big question. Why aren't we using medicines to cure these things? I mean, if we'd used medicines, we would have no COVID by now. There would be no COVID if we'd used the actual medicines, the things that we had that worked. But then again, the reason is that's not the goal. The goal is, one, to first to depopulate, and to second, to make wealthy, to enrich those in the big pharma. Big Pharmacia, the wizards there.
Yeah, and the people that own the patents on this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
There's several of them, you know, it's almost like a board of people that are really, you know, making bank on this deadly disease.
You know, we keep hearing about Fauci should go to prison. Rand Paul keeps talking about it. You know, Fauci should go to prison. And they have the evidence. They have, and Cruz and these people all have the evidence to do that. But they haven't brought the charges now. But here's the problem: it would be up to the Justice Department to prosecute. We don't have a Justice Department, do we?
I don't believe we do.
No, we don't. It's simply become a strong arm part of the Democratic Party. This is why we've got to do. You know, we have got to get the country back away from this deep state. We've got to. Anyhow, but I got to tell you this, because you might have something in your apothecary. You see, there's a list of colleges and universities. Here I have them that are offering therapy for students that are affected by the racist Rittenhouse verdict, Wendy. The Libs of TikTok is a popular account on several social media sites. They shared a list of reactions by administrators at these colleges and universities, even some high schools across America, to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. 100% fed up, we've broken down a string of examples they shared on their Twitter and exposed the lunacy of the people on the left. And this is why, you know, people, you send your children to these places for an education, and they're laughing at you, they're mocking at you, they're giving them an indoctrination. Guaranteed, your children are going to come out dumber than they were when you sent them there, okay? Here they're giving therapy for these students to how they can deal with the fact that Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty. Remember when they were having their problems before and they had to go save spaces, the snowflakes? And they were given puppies and kittens to play with to help them deal with the fact that President Trump was elected?
Yeah.
And so, folks, get your kids out of the public schools. Do it now if you love them. If you love them, get them out of there as quickly as possible. Do not send them to colleges. There's a list of those universities I got here. One is Chaffee College. Dear students, here's a letter. By now you have heard about today's not guilty verdict in the Rittenhouse murder trial. Many of you may be feeling frustration regarding the outcome of this heavenly covered case. I write to you now to offer a measure of hope and perspective. This is amazing. Henry D. Shannon, Ph.D., Sonoma University offers counseling and psychological service to their little snowflakes to deal with the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. The Oakton Community College president tells the Rittenhouse was afforded special privileges since he's white. And white students and colleges, by the way, like you said, here it's an amazing thing. They talk about people that are pro-life or white supremacists. This is an amazing thing. Anyone who disagrees with these idiots about anything, I mean, it's because you're a racist.
Well, I know the Bible says, like, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be. You know, in the latter days, and so I'm like, how did Noah and his family deal with this kind of nonsense?
They took a boat ride. They got away from it all.
Well, I know, but it took them a while to build that boat.
Yeah, 120 years.
Yeah.
120 years is a long project, believe me. And for 120 years, Noah preached repentance. For 120 years, he preached repentance. And people didn't listen, did they?
No. I'm just saying, do you suppose they had genetically modified foods then, too?
Back in those days, remember what you had. You had the fallen angels who had the different DNA and RNA, and they took women, human women, as wives, and they ended up with monsters.
Yeah.
And so here's a couple very quick ones, and then we're going to open the phone lines, all right? You ready to take some calls? Attorney releases first pages from subpoenaed FBI file shows Pfizer documented 158,893 adverse events with 25,957 nervous system disorders in the first months of this distribution. Okay, this is from Attorney Aaron Syrer, managing partner of the Syrer Glimstead, published his first report on information he received from the FDA. Siri has extensive complex civil litigation experience, including civil rights involving mandated medicine. It goes on to say that Aaron Siri has a history of representing people for vaccination injury. For quite a while, he has recently told a U.S. panel discussed by Senator Ron Johnson that during the COVID crisis, their phones have reached an avalanche of requests. Aaron added, if we actually sued all of the pharmaceutical companies for all of the complaints, it would actually be impossible for all of the attorneys around the country, around 100, to handle all of these matters. Unbelievable. That's what we've been telling people. But you're not hearing any of this on the fake news media. None of it. That's why people have to come to programs like this, huh? All right, here's another one. You know how Iran the other day again came out, and one of their top generals came out and reaffirmed, he said that their goal, is to totally eradicate Israel. That their goal is the total eradication of Israel. But they might not have to do anything if they just leave Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett in, because with these, Israel is using counterterrorism phone surveillance tracks to track Omicron carriers. And so if they keep pushing these vaccines on their young men, they're killing off their young men. They're giving them that myocarditis, and it's a huge, huge number over there. And so all they have to do is, Iran just has to step back and wait. And at the rate they're going, they'll have all of their young soldiers killed off before long.
Well, they do have different serums that have the COVID label on there. And some of them aren't even COVID serums. Some of them are saline.
Yeah, I've got that article over here where that whistleblower nurse has come out, and she shows you. Now, saline are for the politicians, those people you see on television, and the movie stars, the ones that are getting that, they're getting the saline. Yeah. Then you have the actual regular vaccine, and then you have a special death, as a quick killing, hardcore death shot for people like me and you.
Well, and that, they gave saline to Gerald Ford, too, when they were trying to push that, you know.
Flu shots? Yeah.
The swine flu in 76. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Out on national TV to calm people's fears, and they gave him a shot.
Yeah. Well, we've known that for a long time, very long time. It's been, they've been doing this here. And so anybody in the medical field knows that. They'll tell you.
I have to ask this question now.
Go ahead.
Who's selling snake oil now?
Yeah, you're right. It's the AMA selling the snake oil, or it's the big pharma selling the snake oil. And they were referring to you folks, okay, who have natural medicine and the actual cure that will actually cure the ailment. And all they do is treat it, okay? They don't cure it, huh?
They try to lessen symptoms. That's
so,
usually how symptom management is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I've seen that. I've watched the commercials that they run. And then they tell you that if you take this, the symptoms of this vaccine, if you're pregnant or you have this or that, could be, and they give you a litany. And then they tell you, or death could occur. Okay, in other words, it's very possible that the cure is much more lethal than a disease in most cases, right?
Right.
So.
Well, they can give you another type of disease, too. That's what a side effect is.
Oh, let me hit you on this one very fast. There's a couple articles I wanted to hit. Here's one that says this. Treason. Emory University is a training ground for Chinese military scientists linked to Fauci-funded biowarfare research, okay? An exclusive report from the Gateway Pundit exposes Emory University in Atlanta as a training ground for communist Chinese military scientists who are busy developing bioweapons with funding from Tony Fauci. You know...
Wow.
You know, when Fauci, when he headed up that thing where they took those puppies and let those puppies be eaten alive by those sand fleas, and then they killed, 35 little children experimenting with drugs on them. And again, to the left, that death and that pain and the suffering would be something that they would embrace. Changela Liang, a faculty member in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology in Emory, received his undergraduate degree from the University of Science and Technology of China, which is under the direct control of the Chinese Communist Party via the Chinese Academy of Sciences. There you go. You know, well, and not only that, but half of the Congress, the Democratic Congress, is sleeping with Chinese spies. And so,
you know,
there you go.
You know what I say about all that? You know what I say?
What do you say?
I say... A little knowledge in the hands of a small mind is a dangerous thing.
That's quite a saying, Wendy.
It is quite a saying.
Yep. Here's another one. China is slaughtering pets of COVID patients under their new law. China is slaughtering the pets of COVID-19 patients under draconian new law. As per officials, this is about preventing virus infection. But animal lovers in the country do not agree with it and consider it inhumane. Rule. The idea was slammed by experts as there is a lack of any such evidence that supports the role of viral transmission by pets. Who wants to deal with the facts, right?
Yeah. Well, those pesky facts, let me tell you.
Yep. Here's another one. This is from the Restored Republic. Doctor exposes the truth. Marburg, Ebola, AIDS, all hidden inside the vax. That's right. Marburg, Ebola, and AIDS, all hidden inside the vax. Dr. Brian Artis. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played him here. The reveal report on October 12th, Dr. Artis discussed prevention treatments and vitamins to help you with your immune system. Characteristics of antiviral agents that are approved or under evaluation of the treatment of COVID-19. And then he gives the thing 100 milligrams of zinc per day. A virus cannot replicate the civil cell where there's enough zinc in the cell, preventative dosage. Ivermectin, 12 megagrams. What is? Oh, hydroxychloroquine, 300 megagrams. Vitamin C, minimum 5,000. And what is Mg-D? Oh, vitamin D, okay. That's got to be, boy, it looks like 10,000 megagrams. Magnesium, 5,000. Selenium, 200. I don't think apple pectin, I don't think they expect you to take that every day, do they?
I don't know who wrote the article. What are they saying?
It's a Dr. Brian Artis. He's been all over the internet. Okay. Oh, we talked about this. Genetic harvesting COVID testing firm admits to selling COVID swabs containing customer DNA to third parties. And so there you go. So that is nothing
well,
like...
And, you know, they can actually target certain ethnic groups now with certain things and serums and aerosols and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, it's because all of us white people are racist, isn't it?
Well, I'm just saying they have the ability now to, with the DNA profiling, to customize, if you will, bioweapons.
Let me give you this. Okay, phone lines are now open. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673 nationwide. We have Miss Wendy Wilson, and she's smart as a whip. And so we're going to go to Linda in just a minute, but leading cardiologist says researchers are refusing to publish supporting study results to show COVID vaccines link to massive, massive increase in heart attacks. And maybe I'll talk a little bit about this a little later. Let's go to Linda. Linda, you're in the air.
Hi, this is Linda from Minnesota calling. Hi, Wendy. Hi, Pastor. How are you guys this evening?
We're okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I wanted to mention about, Wendy, with your holistic herbs and everything that you do. That's wonderful. You know, I've known that the cure for cancer has been known since 1930. I used to work in a ICU, CCU units in a hospital. And I would try to tell people about this one doctor, Dr. Leonard Coldwell. He's down in Florida, and he saved so many people's lives because of you get your body out in a state of alkaline through getting rid of all your processed foods and processed sugars, et cetera, and oxygenated foods. And a lot of people just don't want to believe it. I just talked to a lady today that has cancer. And it's a chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery that's going to kill you. But the natural cure for cancer has been known since 1930. And it's just unbelievable that that information isn't out there. And anytime I hear somebody talking about somebody has cancer, I always try to share the information because God gave us a natural cure. It's been there. I had two lesions in my right knee that were cancerous, and right away, oh, we got to do surgery. Oh, we got to do radiation. I said, you're not touching me with a 10-foot pole. You don't have enough money in the world to touch me. I said, I'll be back in a month, and they will be gone. And when I came back in a month and had an MRI in my right knee, the cancerous lesions were gone, and the doctor said, huh? What happened? I said, Dr. So-and-so, I've known that the cure for cancer has been known since 1930. So I just did exactly what we're supposed to do. And he just looked down to the floor and he couldn't say another word because every doctor knows about the cures, but because the pharma, the big pharma has, John D. Rockefeller made it so that then no doctor could practice the natural cures. Thank you very much, big pharma. Yeah, once again.
All right. Very good. What do you think about all that, Wendy?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me because, you know, you see this kind of shift, like right around 1940. It's when the natural healing schools for medical doctors had been closed, and then the only ones available were the allopathic AMA medical schools. So you see this shift, right? There's like a, you know, a line right down the road there. Prior to 40s, you know, if you read some of the research from doctors, they were treating people and healing people with nutrition because that's what they
right. That's what it is. That's part of what it is. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to is your nutrition and oxygenated live foods instead of processed foods and canned foods. Exactly.
Yeah. So they were learning in their medical school wellness. And they were treating the whole body, so they weren't doing isolated areas of the body. So yeah, you see this shift, and right after 1940, we just kind of lost all this knowledge for a while on how to take care of ourselves and what elements were necessary for a balance of chemistry in the system. And so,
right when I did, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's just that a handful of herbalists like John Christopher learned the natural healing from Indians, people in Canada and Europe, and brought it back to the United States. And they paid a big price. They were often put in prison for helping people with nutrition, you know, back then. So,
right.
But they did a good job in resurrecting that lost knowledge. So. You know, to their credit.
When I researched this, I found that Big Pharma had destroyed a lot of from the 40s on.
Yeah,
bye. Alrighty.
I just wanted to say that a lot of Big Pharma had killed, mysteriously, a lot of doctors died that were practicing the holistic, you know, the natural cure for cancer. And a lot of doctors, their reputations and practices were destroyed because Big Pharma didn't want them to do that. So I'll let you go. I know you got a lot of people waiting. God bless you. I love you. And Pastor Ernie, I sent you a little special something in the mail you should be getting with my request for my newsletter.
All righty. Thank you very much, Linda. And all right, let's go to Marcus. Marcus, you're in the air.
Yes. I have a question about... I've had a problem for years where I get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom. It happens even, you know, if I barely drink any fluids during the day. So I was wondering, and I have an on and off a light constipation. So I was wondering what can I do to try to solve those?
So are you saying you have like a fluctuation between constipation and diarrhea? Is it like irritable bowel syndrome, or is it just strictly constipation?
No, so like the main issue is like going to the bathroom overnight, which is like basically daily, which is every night basically, and the constipation is, it's not too bad, but like I'll usually go like once every 2 days, but once in a while it'll be maybe 3 or 4 days. That I won't.
Oh, well, if you consult an AMA physician, they'll tell you that bowel transit time's normal. That's what's in their textbook, but that's not accurate. If you're eating 2 to 3 meals a day, you should be eliminating at least 2 to 3 times a day. That's the normal transit time. But unfortunately, if you're not getting enough fiber in the diet, that slows transit time down, and you're just not going. So really, we are what we eat, and I would evaluate personally. I can't give medical advice, but I would evaluate the lifestyle and make some changes to what you're eating. Now, a lot of health experts out there recommend the Mediterranean diet, and I think it's a very good one. It has a lot of omega-3 fatty acids in it, and most cultural studies done find that people in the Mediterranean have little or no risk of heart attacks, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetes based on how they eat. So as far as the night trips to the bathroom, a little bit of urgency there. If you go to a urologist, there's a lot of crossover symptoms regarding prostate and kidney bladder areas. So they usually do a bunch of tests to eliminate process of elimination. So it can even fool a urologist, so they have to run tests. So it's probably one or the other of those things.
I understand, Wendy, that cranberries are a good natural cure for that. That this is what I've been told. So,
cranberries can be helpful unless you have a yeast issue, and it can feed the yeast and make it worse.
Huh. I thought only women got those.
Urinary tract infections with yeasty type of issues. Yeah, men tend to get UTIs as well. Women get them more easily than men. And UTIs you really don't want to put off doing something about because you run the risk of the infection traveling up the tubes to the kidneys and causing a problem for your kidneys. So you don't want to do that. So never let that, you know, don't ignore that. So if you've had urgency issues, you know, it's time you take a serious look at it. It's either UTI or kidney bladder related, or for guys it could be prostate.
All right. What do you have in your book for that? Do you have that? You have.
Have a handout. We have a handout actually. We could, if you want to call the office tomorrow, we can get your information to either email it or mail it to you through snail mail, and it'll help you when you read the crossover stuff. You'll probably be able to determine which it is for you. And otherwise, okay. You know, you're kind of shooting in the dark a little bit.
Here's her number. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, I do.
Her number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And you can talk to her off air. All righty. Well, thank you. We've got to move on because we're running out of time. In fact, we're up against a hard break. We'll be back right after this.
The doctor did our dirty work, so now we pay the bill. We thought he solved our problem, but our life's a living hell. I toss and turn in bed at night, 'cause God, it's hard to sleep. In my heart and in my mind I hear a voice that says to me, you could have took me fishing, Dad. You could have taught me how to swim. I could have made you proud of me. Now I'll never have that chance. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? I never thought of it as right or wrong, but I think about it now. Oh, God, I'd give my life if I could just turn time back somehow. I'd let him live and watch him grow. Well, I'd buy him everything. But now he won't need a ball or bat. He'll never play one game. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have grown into a man. I should have had my chance at life. We could have been the best of friends. Daddy, did I have to die? God, the choice of life belongs to you. It wasn't hers or mine. And I know she feels the same way too. Sometimes I hear her cry. How can we ever be the same or live with what was done? Instead of these two broken hearts, God, we might have had a son. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? Daddy, did I have to die?
All righty. No, you didn't have to die. Nope, not if the preacher had done what they should have done, and if the America had stood up, if the pressing church in America had stood, we would have stopped the killing of the babies, but we failed the good Lord. But some of us can honestly say, I've run a good race, I've fought a good fight, and we never gave in. And speaking of that, we folks, it's time to get a pen and paper. Pen and paper. It's pen and paper time out there. Because it's a call to action again. Another call to action here for you. Wendy, there's a House Bill 218 that passed the House. It was slipped through because of rhinos. The rhinos joined with the Democrats. So we've got to stop it in the Ohio Senate. It's got to be stopped in the Ohio Senate. And here, House Bill 218, it's called the Liquor Bill, Vaccine Mandate Bill. And it's going to have its first hearing probably tomorrow. It could, or maybe even had it today. But anyhow, this HB, House Bill 218, now goes to the Senate. Now, this includes these vaccines that are derived. This bill takes away the medical rights of select groups of people and allows for mandates of vaccines that are approved by the FDA. Now, the courts have ruled this is unconstitutional, but they're still trying to pass the legislation here in Ohio. So here, this includes vaccines that are derived from babies that are murdered by abortion and that are used in testing, production, or both. So listen, you've got to call this. Now, the pro-life community must stand against any and all medical procedures, testing, and experimenting that involved babies that have been murdered by abortion. These activities perpetuate the lucrative, horrific business of trafficking in human body parts. The Ohio State House, folks, the number I'm going to give you, you just call and ask for your senator, whoever your senator is here in Ohio. The number is 614-466-8842. 614-466. I've got a bunch of numbers down here because I got my senator's number, my state rep. I've called them. 614-466-8842. Again, 614-466-8842. One more fast announcement, Wendy, and because this coming Sunday, we're having the Classic Christmas Concert. This is to help raise money so we can continue to save little innocent babies from a cruel and painful death of abortion. And so here is this Classic Christmas Concert this coming Sunday, December 5th at 7 p.m. And for you folks in the Geauga Lake, especially Cuyahoga Lake and Geauga counties, here it's the Chester Christian Center, Assembly of God Church. Again, we're going to have several gifted local musicians with a variety of instruments and arrangements, and we'll be sharing the versions of Christmas music selection from the annual Right to Life Christmas Concert. So we're encouraging you folks out there listening to me. Some of you will be listening to this tomorrow. That gets replayed throughout Ohio tomorrow. And I hope that you will come on out this coming Sunday. The address is 11815 Chillicothe Road. That's Route 306 in Chesterland. And that's about 2 miles north of Route 322, right on Route 306. It's about 2 miles north of Route 322 on Route 306. For more information, you can call Pastor Bruce at 216 216-299-6909, 216-299-6909, or you can call the Chester Christian Center at 440-533-1395, 440-533-1395. And tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we have our Thursday morning prayer where we gather and we pray for the nation. We call upon the Lord. And so we have that every Thursday, and we'll be having it tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And we encourage you, some of you out there listening that are doers of the Word, that don't come out when you could come out. God's watching you. Alrighty. Okay, now we have in the air, I believe we have Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. Before I get to my question, Wendy, I think the pre-flood, the people weren't this stupid. You know, they wouldn't have been given each other injections that would kill them. I did hear on LifeSite News there was a post that they said people that are taking these shots are hearing things and seeing things that are not there. So imagine if someone's driving a 16-wheeler and this happens, you know. I mean, you know, so it's dangerous for the driving community. But my question is about, I did get the Cinemara drops. I'm just using it like once a day to get a better surface feel for the eyes. But you mentioned that product. Could you recap that? Because what I might want to do is get your product with the five herbs in it, and then maybe just get one or two of the herbs separately. Now, what would you recommend if I get your product with the five, and you could give me the name of that again, and of the five herbs, what should the, I would just want to maybe get two for now.
Okay, so you're using the Cinemira Monomia drop.
Yeah, I got them, and I do feel a little bit of a better surface feel on the eye after, you know, it feels a little bit better.
Okay, so make sure your drops don't have a stabilizer called benzocalium chlorotum in it.
Okay.
Because that, long-term, you don't want to expose your eye to that because it can interfere with the lipid layer and the cornea long-term. Okay, so be careful with that. So some wetting drops will have that in there to prevent a lot of bacterial build up in the drop. So, you know, we were using some drops the other, 2020, and it got just really difficult to get them. Now, the Cinemira plant is indigenous to the arid country of the United States, but nobody here is making eye drops with it. So usually it's European countries that are using it.
Yeah, I think it came from out of town. Yeah, you know, I got it.
Yeah, so... So, yeah, and a lot of people like them because they tend to be somewhat soothing, and the chemistry of that plant is mimics the chemistry that makes up your eye. So it feeds the eye nutrition that the eye needs. So this is why they're very popular. They were written about in the 1920s and 30s by medical doctors who used them to reverse even cataracts. So... I think it's a great plant. It's just, you know, be careful what's also in it. Switching gears to our new cataract macular degeneration product, I was reading some research from a Dr. Burton Cooper. Now, he wrote reports back in 1938. Now, mind you, this is a doctor that went to the natural healing schools in America. And he was actually helping people to reverse their eye problems with nutrition. What he was doing, though, he was taking a lot of the nutrition and injecting it into a person's eye and to get it directly to the lens. And he was supposedly in his research saying he was reversing cataracts in a matter of days. Well, I'm personally not going to inject anything into my eye. And so what we do is take that plant nutrition he was using, and we're combining it with herbs that'll push it to the head region. So we layer in a vasodilator and a formula that pushes things circulatory-wise to the head to get past that blood-brain barrier. So it's basically nutrition. And when you're trying to reverse issues with nutrition, It's sort of like trying to make a cruise ship turn, which doesn't turn on a dime like a speedboat. So it took time for your eye ailments to develop. It's going to take time to help them out.
Wendy, I have to move on because we got the whole board lit up.
Okay.
But
thanks,
Cliff. Let's go to Ray. Ray, you're in there. Hello, Ray.
I'm not going to be enough time to tell the story tonight, so I'll bring it right up to the hour of now. I was diagnosed with COVID back on the 14th of November. My lungs were clear. Everything was good. I got the monoclonal antibodies, which was like a major high. I can't even tell you what that did to me. As of right now, I was at the hospital last night, diagnosed with pneumonia in my lungs. Not severely, but it's there. I have a doctor who was a very good doctor, and he prescribed hydroxychloroquine for me. And the hospital put me on a Z-Pak and a steroid for my lungs. And they told me, come back to us when you can't breathe anymore. So I am also taking quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. So is there anything else I can do right now? My oxygen
is
good.
Well, I could just tell you what I would do if I were you. Since you're on that regimen, you obviously with an antibiotic can't use immune support herbs because it work against the antibiotic. But you could pick up a little product by Nature's Sunshine. It's in a little red box. It's called Teifu Oil, T-E-I-F-U. It's a special blend of oils, and what you do is you put a few drops in the palm of your hand, rub your palms together, cup over nose and mouth, and breathe deeply. It disinfects the airway and shrinks swelling of tissue. It's one of those things that will tip the scale in your favor.
And it's called, what's it, a Teifu Oil?
Teifu Oil, T-E-I-F-U. We sell it at Apothecary Herbs. We like to pair it with our pneumonia kit and some other things. But you could probably pick it up at a health food store. It's made by Nature Sunshine. It's very good oil. Small box, probably about $20.
Okay, well, I'll go on your website. I'll look for it.
All right. Where it is. Thanks, Ray. Ray, we got to move on.
Got it. No problem. I'll talk to you. Yesterday.
God bless. All right. Andy, how much time do I have? Is Pastor Hal there yet?
No.
Hal, Pastor Hal, are you listening out there? If you've fallen asleep again, okay, who do we have next? I'll give the next person 1 minute. John, you're in the air.
Yeah, there's a couple important articles, I think, that shows the cynicism of these fake fact checkers. You're the biggest liars of all. One is an article entitled, American Medical Association instructs doctors to use deception to promote COVID vaccines. And that's from Global Research as well. And another one entitled U.S. and U.K. intelligence agencies are waging covert cyber war against vaccine dissenters and independent media. In other words, they're using the deep state, the dirty policies of the secret police to target vaccine dissenters and those independent media who want to expose this in the same way they use in their attacks against targets around the world in wars.
Well, you know what? That might not be too far off, Ray. I got to move on, but thanks anyhow. Okay, well, we're running out of time tonight, Wendy, so... there is the deep state out there, and what is happening? And yeah, they are targeting the unvaxxed. I mean, the whole idea, and we talked about this before, in the deep state was to turn the vaxxed against the unvaxxed, and Hitler did that. And so, folks out there, be very careful because listen, there is a deep state, but you got to be careful too of where there's a lot of this of disinformation, and often both sides, the white hats and the communists, the white hats, the patriots and the communists, both sides have put out disinformation, okay, just for the point to destabilize the other side, okay, to discredit the other side. So you got to be very discerning nowadays. But after saying all that, there's one thing you can absolutely, completely, totally be assured of, and that's God's word, the Bible. It never returns void. And again, we always want to end the radio program, Wendy, with the invitation, because that's the last thing we want people to hear before they go to bed, and to remember. All of you folks out there, some of you are out there driving in cars, you're listening to us tonight. Some of you might be out there in the warm climate, sitting back and just outside or whatever, others. But here's the bottom line. Many, many people, millions, are going to be gone by the time that we get right to this very time tomorrow night. Most of those people, the vast majority, have no plans on dying. They don't. But it's not their call. It's not their call, you see. God himself decides. It's his decision when your soul is required of you. And if you're out there listening and you think, well, you know, he gives you a warning over in James chapter 4, where he tells you that your life is but a vapor, and say, don't say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that tomorrow, but say the Lord's willing. Because if it's not the Lord's will, then you're not going to happen. And so listen, if you have not called upon the name of the Lord Jesus, if you have not made your salvation sure, this may be the last time you hear this invitation. It will be for many. And that is, folks, Jesus didn't stutter. He made it really clear, Wendy, didn't he?
He did.
He says, pray to the Father. There are those out there that are telling people repentance is not necessary for salvation. And folks, do not believe that. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The first thing the Lord Jesus said was repent. Repent. And then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. If what you've done that, and you mean it, you'll be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And when that happens, you'll start to grow as a Christian. Your life will change. If there's no change, it didn't take. You got to do it again, folks. Believe me, you got to mean it. God looks upon your heart. And if you are saved, once you are saved, you are on the road to eternal life. And you will become immortal. You've got God's word on it. God's word. We're out of time. Wendy, thanks again for being with us tonight. And get ready, because at this time every night we say good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it, Wendy. Keep fighting the fight.